A word of prayer. Lord, in a world where we can be anything, teach us to be loving and kind. Amen. Now, when I was young, a long time ago, we lived in Barrie, Ontario, and every Sunday afternoon, we got together with family for dinner. Sometimes it was in town, and sometimes it was out of town, in Midland or Penetanguishene, as that where my relatives were from. But it was always with family. Whoever was having it at their home prepared the meal and cleaned up afterwards. At least that's the way I remember it as a child. On the other hand, if my sisters and I didn't want to be with our older aunts and uncles, we would offer to clean up as we really did not want to listen or be bothered with the adult conversations. We were always welcome to sit on the floor and join them as long as we were fairly quiet, which was a very rare occurrence. We were three girls. As I was working on this, I was trying to recall what the men were doing during this preparation time. Now, unless we were barbecuing, the men were usually just sitting around, having a drink, and talking. Now, I love the Gospels. I love the way Jesus takes common or homey incidents from everyday life and converts them into teachable parables. He takes everyday circumstances and turns them into spiritual stories that we can understand and use in our everyday lives. He doesn't quote other teachers or famous rabbis of that time. He finds spiritual truths in common situations that we deal with every day. So Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were very close friends of Jesus. He would visit them often, and he loved them deeply. When he was in that particular area, he would be invited for dinner. By this time, Jesus had become the most popular rabbi in the land. So, of course, everyone wanted to hear him, be near him, and listen to him teach. Martha, we assume, was the oldest sister, so she probably was the one who gave the orders. And on this day, she wanted the meal for Jesus, their guest and very good friend, to be wonderful, to be plentiful, to be perfect. So put yourself in Martha's place. She was pretty excited to have Jesus for dinner, as it had probably been quite a while since she had seen him last. But this time, he wasn't coming alone. He was bringing his disciples with him, and they would all be hungry. Martha, being a good hostess, cleaned the house, went shopping that morning for all the fresh food she would need, and she had no idea of how much to purchase or how many people would be coming for dinner. Not just that, but when others got word of Jesus coming to the house, no doubt they would want to come and listen to him also. Martha is just a bit stressed. She is also task-oriented, and there was a job to do. She was going to get it done, and it would be done perfectly, so the guests would be impressed. After all, hospitality was very important in the days of Jesus, as it still is now. Then there's Mary, and she was a very little help to her sister. Now, maybe Mary didn't like cooking and cleaning, we don't know. Or maybe Mary was so focused on Jesus' teachings that she forgot about helping her sister with the meal. In those days, it was a violation of both cultural and religious rules and practices for a woman to sit with the men and participate in the teachings. Mary was a very brave and courageous woman to sit at the feet of a rabbi, Jesus, and listen to what he was saying. Sitting with the men could ruin Mary's reputation, and no self-respecting man would ever want to marry her. But Mary didn't care. All she wanted was to listen to the words of Jesus, the teaching that he would do. Rather than assuming the traditional role that was expected of a woman in her culture, Mary assumes the posture of a student sitting at the feet of a rabbi, a role traditionally reserved for men. But the world needs both. We need the Marthas and we need the Marys. We need the Marthas to provide hospitality and a safe place for people to meet. We need the Marys who listen attentively to the words of Jesus and go out into the world and pass his teachings on to others. Martha is a symbol of action and task-oriented people, responsible people, men and women who get the job done. What would our homes look like without Martha? How would the meals get made? You can only enjoy takeout for so long. What about the kids? Would they actually take the initiative to bathe themselves without being told? And what about when they're sick? Martha takes care of most of those things. How would the church run without the men and women who are action-oriented, who sit on council, sing in the choir to show our praise to God? Who would prepare and set up the altar each week for service? What about maintaining the church building, social justice, and outreach to the community? The world needs a responsible, get-it-done person in all areas of life. And what about Mary's life? Those people who focus so intently on the words of Jesus, on the bread of life, on the living water. Mary in the story today was listening so closely to Jesus and taking in everything he had to say that she probably didn't even hear her sister calling her. Jesus tells Martha that she worries over small things and that Mary knows what is most important. Martha is doing something for Jesus, preparing the meal, cleaning up. And Mary is doing something with Jesus. She's hanging on every word. Sitting, listening, and learning are acts of discipleship. Spending time with Jesus is about knowing God and listening to what he is saying. We need a balance between the busyness of life and the quiet times where we can truly listen and hear what Jesus is saying to us, sometimes ever so gently and quietly. Be still and know that I am God. There will always be so many different things pulling at us. For some, it's a daily job to pay the bills and provide for the family. For others, it's taking care of the house, cutting the grass, house repairs, laundry, etc. And Martha was worried, upset. She wanted things to be perfect. Every day, you and I face so much stress and pressure in our everyday lives. We have a choice. We can let the stress and pressure of life build up inside of us, waiting to explode. Or we can sit at the feet of Jesus, giving all of that stress over to him in prayer or in conversation. Every time we sing, serve, pray, worship, talk to God, we're giving our stresses over to him. When we do that, we have inner peace, which leads to a more productive and calm-filled life. It is not the fact that Martha is serving her guests, but what happened is that she became very distracted. The most important part of hospitality is the gracious attention being paid to the guest. Martha's distraction and worry prevented her from being truly present with Jesus. There is no greater hospitality than being present and listening to your guest. Think about Christmas dinner with your family. Who prepares the meal and cleans up? Is it one person or is it the whole family? I don't know about you, but when I'm cooking for more than just Paul and myself, I really don't like other people messing around in my kitchen, getting in the way. I want the dinner I am preparing to be right. Not perfect, but the way I want it to be. So like most women, I used to spend most of Christmas Day in the kitchen, preparing, and missing out on spending time with my family. Now, of course, everyone helps. Things have changed. And by preparing as much as possible beforehand, it leaves us time to spend together without distractions. That's the Martha part of us. The doers, the task-oriented people who get things done and on time. And they don't have to be perfect to be loved or enjoyed. Martha and Mary could have worked together preparing the house and the meal ahead of time, leaving them both time to receive the most gracious presence of Jesus, to listen to his words, to know that they were valued not for what they do or how well they do it, but for who they are as children of God. In these present times, we can be tempted to measure our worth by how busy we are, by how much we accomplish, or by how well we meet the expectations of others. Both listening and doing, receiving God's word and serving others, are vital to the Christian life, just as inhaling and exhaling are to breathing. Yet, how often do we forget to breathe in deeply? Trying to serve without being nourished by God's word is like expecting good fruit to grow from a tree that has been uprooted. The ministry of presence and being present to hear God's word are so vital to our inner spirit, our inner peace, our relationship with Jesus. I'm filling in at one of our hospitals a couple of days a week in spiritual care for a few weeks this summer to cover vacations. I happened to have been in one of the ICUs a few times one day, and two of the medical professionals asked if I would say a prayer for them. It had been a very busy day in that unit. Of course, I said yes. It only takes a few minutes of listening when you're in a unit like that to know what they need prayers for. I always count on my own inner spirit to hear what and how Jesus is telling me to pray. They were so grateful for that one simple prayer, as their jobs are very exhausting in mind, body, and spirit. These medical staff are always so busy trying to keep all the patients alive that it is of vital importance that they do not allow themselves to become distracted. Therefore, there's no time to stop and hear God's word, no time to pray. It's not that they are distracted, they just can't take the time to focus on their own inner being, as the lives of others are in their hands. Most days, the ICU staff are required to be those so much needed Marthas. And I come along, I am the much needed Mary, bringing the compassion and the love of Christ to their very trying day, affirming the care they provide on every shift to every patient. In Luke 12:25, Jesus says, "Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life?" We know that worrying does not do any good, and that so much of what we worry about, in the larger scheme of things, is not very important. Yet it is still so hard to prevent our anxious thoughts and frantic anxiety. I can tell you from my own experiences that after working in the hospital, visiting, listening, and praying for people, hearing the stories, that I stopped worrying about the minor things in my own life that I have absolutely no control over. Not only do I listen and pray for the patients I see, but I also listen and pray for the medical staff that I see. Now, last Wednesday at our service, my friend Catherine asked me if I was tired, as it must have been very evident that I was. You see, with who I am, I tend to hold people's stories in my heart until I'm able to reflect on them, to debrief what happened, and then let them go, then give them up to God. I guess on Wednesday, I became distracted with all the stories I had heard the day before, and they were still on my mind and in my heart. So I was grateful to Catherine for asking me if I was tired, as then I became aware of my own distractions. I went home, spent some time in prayer, and gave my distractions over to God, so I could then return my focus on Jesus as I prepared myself for the next day at the hospital. When we all work together to share the love and life of Christ, we can be both Martha and Mary with gratitude in our hearts. So what is it in everyday life that distracts you from listening to what Jesus is saying? May the presence of the Holy Spirit touch your inner spirit with peace and love today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.